This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. A scandal forced Middlebury's Porter Medical Center president, Salim Chowdhury, to resign recently, just months after he took on the job. But the scandal didn't involve money or mismanagement or any of the hallmarks that might come to mind. At issue were anonymous allegations about plagiarized emails. And even the reporting on these allegations raised eyebrows within pockets of the Vermont media. John Flowers is a senior reporter for the Addison County Independent. He's been following the developments at Porter Medical Center, the plagiarism allegations against its president, and who's leading the hospital today. And he joins us now. John, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Thanks, Jane.
Can you take us through very quickly what happened, what the CEO was actually accused of?
So Dr. Chowdhury, Salim Chowdhury, was hired this past spring after an exhaustive search. He had been on board for about a half a year when some anonymous folks claiming to be part of the Porter Medical Center employee base, they sent out some anonymous allegations to members of the media, including us. The allegations centered on the presence of some plagiarized material in some of the weekly emails that Dr. Chowdhury had been sending to members of the Porter community. These are emails that primarily go to Porter employees and some members of the community just to keep people abreast of what's going on at the hospital. And the people making the complaints put some of the verbiage through plagiarism checkers that one can access electronically. And lo and behold, there were about seven or eight of these weekly emails that contained material taken from other publications and other people. And Dr. Chowdhury was called on this. He, quote-unquote, came clean with in reference to one of the weekly emails. However, the complainants were saying he should have come clean with examples of plagiarized material in around six or seven other weekly emails, which he had not done. Mr. Chowdhury elected to resign, and his resignation was endorsed by the Porter Medical Center Board, as well as the UVM Health Network, with which Porter is affiliated.
Now, who thought that these plagiarized emails were serious enough to require Dr. Chowdhury to resign? I mean, where did that call for resignation come from?
You know, we don't really know. These are discussions that occurred between Dr. Chowdhury and the Porter Medical Center Board. It's unclear as to whether he was asked to resign or did so of his own volition. The latter scenario seems to be what is at least come out publicly in terms of the press release that was sent out about this. As you mentioned, different media organizations received the news differently. Our editorial board determined that since these were kind of inter-office type of emails and that Dr. Chowdhury had issued a mea culpa, we elected not to make a big splash out of it. And in fact, our editor-publisher, Angela Lind, wrote an editorial about quote-unquote gotcha journalism. And so, yeah. And then we wrote an inside story subsequently about what had happened.
Yeah, and this is the sort of interesting media piece of this. So the allegations came to light, at least for the majority of the public, when V.T. Digger reported on these allegations of plagiarism. Digger decided to report on it and reported pretty heavily on it. The Addison Independent decided not to, though you had also been given this anonymous tip. Mm-hmm. And then Angelo Lin, the publisher-editor of your newspaper, wrote this op-ed in the Independent the same day, I think, that your first reporting on the story came out, and really pretty harshly criticized V.T. Digger for reporting on the issue this way. I'm curious how you, as a reporter, you know, on the other side of the firewall, perhaps, had to deal with this and thread that needle between what your editorial responsibility is to to journalism. And, you know, your job as as a reporter for a paper where the publisher is saying this other paper did the wrong thing.
Yeah, I mean, it is certainly a tough call. I received the email from the anonymous complainants, brought it to my editors to see how I should proceed. And we kind of collectively made a decision to proceed in the manner in which we proceeded. It's certainly, you know, the theft of material is is always bad when it comes to being in the journalism industry. We had to kind of take it for the avenue through which this information was used, namely through interoffice type of communications, as opposed to something that was delivered at a seminar or published, that type of thing, published by the person in a periodical or something, claiming that it was his language. So that's one of the things that goes into it as you're weighing it.
So, John, you know, back to what's actually happening now at Porter Medical Center, Dr. Fred Niffen, an emergency department physician, has stepped in as the interim CEO. And people may remember he did that before when the previous CEO, before Chowdhury, was also there was a lot of turmoil at Porter. She ultimately was ousted and Dr. Niffen took over and then took over until Dr. Chowdhury took the job. But Dr. Niffen says he'll only do this interim role this time for 3 months. So what happens then?
So at that point, the Porter board will welcome another interim president who will serve until the position is filled on a permanent basis. They are organizing right now a national search for a new COO, and we'll see how that goes. Dr. Niffen was instrumental in his first term as COO in overseeing the affiliation of Porter with the UVM Health Network, and he's now helping to preside over the go-live of new software, Epic Software, at Porter, which is a big transition for Porter and will improve operations and patient access to medical records.
Yeah, there's a lot going on at Porter Medical Center right now, including this revamp of the electronic medical records and the system Epic. So it's always weird to get emails saying, you know, Epic transition happening. Are there any concerns about the stability of the organization moving forward? Just in about 20 seconds.
Yeah, I don't believe so. I think that things are humming along fairly nicely. Fred Niffen provides them with a great amount of continuity. He's been affiliated with the organization for over 30 years in various capacities, and primarily as a physician, but he has taken his, he's already taken one kind of tour at the helm of the organization, and he should be able to, I think, fill in fine until the next part of the plan kicks in.
Well, we'll keep watching your reporting on that, and we'll link to the reporting you've done on this story as well at vpr.org. John Flowers is a senior reporter for the biweekly Addison County Independent. John, thanks.
Sure.